warm-up day today. This is our beginning of this auspicious weekend. We're going to speak on the first to fifth verse of the third chapter of the 10th canto. And we're going to meditate tonight on how the advent of Lord Sri Krishna is the supreme ecological solution. You will see that in the pages of Srimad Bhagavatam. And in this way, we can be assured that Krishna consciousness and its distribution is the answer to all of the climate change, the body change, the mind change. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Everyone can see the board? Let us chant and become absorbed in the most beautiful sound emanating from Shukadeva Goswami to Maharaj Prichit. Thereafter, at the auspicious time for the appearance of the Lord, the entire universe was surcharged with all the qualities of goodness, beauty, and peace. The constellation Rohini appeared, as did stars like Ashvini. The sun, the moon, and the other stars and planets were very peaceful. All directions appeared extremely pleasing, and the beautiful stars twinkled in the cloudless sky. Decorated with towns, villages, mines, and pasturing grounds, the earth seemed all auspicious. The rivers flowed with clear water, and the lakes and vast reservoirs full of lilies and lotuses were extraordinarily beautiful. In the trees and green plants, full of flowers and leaves, pleasing to the eyes, birds like cuckoos and swarms of bees began chanting with sweet voices for the sake of the demigods. A pure breeze began to blow, pleasing the senses of touch and bearing the aroma of flowers. And when the brahmanas engaged in ritualistic ceremonies, ignited their fires, according to the Vedic principles, the fires burned steadily, undisturbed by the breeze. Thus, when the birthless Lord Vishnu, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, was about to appear, the saints and brahmanas, who had always been disturbed by demons like Kamsa and his men, felt peace within the core of their hearts, and kettle drums simultaneously vibrated from the upper planetary system. Such a beautiful description about the time and place circumstances in which the unborn will take birth. The beauty of this description will capture your mind eternally. People are concerned about the environment. But here you see that upon the appearance of Lord Krishna in this world, the environment became perfect. And the Hare Krishna movement has that power and potency to enact such changes. You may wonder, where is Krishna now? He says in Bhagavad Gita, yada yada hidharmasya glanir bhavati bharata. Whenever and wherever there's a decline in religious practice, he appears. So where is he now? There's no decline in religious practice now. There's no religious practice. But Krishna is here in the form of his name and the Krishna consciousness mission. Kali Kale Nama Rupe Krishna Avatar, Chaitanya Charitamrita says. In this age of Kali, Krishna appears as Nama Rupa. He's in the form of his holy name. By the enthusiastic and offenseless chanting of Krishna's name, Krishna is here. He has come as his name to right the demoniac circumstances of today. And just as when Krishna appeared 5,000 years ago, all the ecological circumstances were adjusted, similarly in the same way, if people will take seriously to the chanting of the Hare Krishna mantra and glorification of Krishna, all the environmental problems will be easily solved. Let us hear from Srila Prabhupada's purport. And please, enter into this with your minds. Let it form your meditation for this weekend. As stated in the Bhagavad Gita, the Lord says that his appearance, birth, and activities are all transcendental, and that one who factually understands them is immediately eligible to be transferred to the spiritual world. The Lord's appearance or birth is not like that of an ordinary man who is forced to accept a material body according to his past deeds. The Lord's appearance is explained in the previous chapter. He appears out of his own sweet pleasure. When the time was mature for the appearance of the Lord, the constellations became very auspicious. The astrological influence of the constellation known as Rohini was also predominant, because this constellation is considered very auspicious. Rohini is under the direct supervision of Brahma, who is born of Vishnu, and it appears at the birth of Lord Vishnu, who in fact is birthless. According to the astrological conclusion, besides the proper situation of the stars, there are auspicious and inauspicious moments due to the different situations of the different planetary systems. At the time of Krishna's birth, the planetary systems were automatically adjusted so that everything became auspicious. At that time, in all directions, east, west, south, north, everywhere, there was an atmosphere of peace and prosperity. Auspicious stars were visible in the sky, and on the surface in all towns and villages or pasturing grounds, and within the mind of everyone, there were signs of good fortune. The rivers were flowing full of water, and the lakes were beautifully decorated with lotus flowers. The forests were full with beautiful birds and peacocks. All the birds within the forest began to sing with sweet voices, and the peacocks began to dance with their consorts. The wind blew very pleasantly, carrying the aroma of different flowers, and the sensation of bodily touch was very pleasing. At home, the brahmanas, who were accustomed to offer sacrifices in the fire, found their homes very pleasant for offerings. Because of disturbances created by the demoniac kings, the sacrificial fire had almost been stopped in the houses of brahmanas, but now they could find the opportunity to start the fire peacefully. Being forbidden to offer sacrifices, the brahmanas were very distressed in mind, intelligence, and activities. But just on the point of Krishna's appearance, automatically their minds became full of joy, because they could hear loud vibrations in the sky of transcendental sounds proclaiming the appearance of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. On the occasion of Lord Krishna's birth, seasonal changes took place throughout the entire universe. Krishna was born during the month of September, yet it appeared like springtime. This is not New Zealand seasons. Indeed, New Zealand, September is springtime. But in India, September means monsoon. The atmosphere, however, was very cool, although not chilly, and the rivers and reservoirs appeared just as they would in Sharat, the fall. Lotuses and lilies blossomed during the night day. But although Krishna appeared at 12 o'clock midnight, the lilies and lotuses were in bloom, and thus the wind blowing at that time was full of fragrance. Because of Kamsa's disturbances, the Vedic ritualistic ceremonies had almost stopped. The Brahmanas and saintly persons could not execute the Vedic rituals with peaceful minds. But now the Brahmanas were very pleased to perform their daily ritualistic ceremonies undisturbed. The business of the Asuras is to disturb the Suras, the devotees and Brahmanas. But at the time of Krishna's appearance, these devotees and Brahmanas were undisturbed. Om Jnana Chimanandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chukshun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhudittananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Siva Sri Gaur Bhaktivinoda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare. There are always circumstances, places, and times. In the spiritual world, there's time, but it has no effect. It just is a prop in Krishna's pastimes. But there's no diminishment caused by time in the spiritual world. Therefore, when Krishna's associates put a garland of flowers on him, the flower garland never goes stale. Everything is eternally fresh in the spiritual world. Because there's nonstop glorification of Krishna in the material world. And when there is nonstop glorification of Krishna, that means everything remains ever fresh. Indeed, you could say the spiritual world is composed of glorification of Krishna, because that is what pure consciousness is all about. Pure consciousness is not some kind of inert substance. Pure consciousness means 100% perfectly dovetail with Krishna's desires. That is the most sublime substance. Harmony, harmonic convergence with Lord Krishna's desires. Mm-hmm. Here you are receiving information of the time and place when Krishna appeared in this world 5,000 years ago. Everything became auspicious. Even time became full of good qualities. Time is causing fear in this world. Yet, for Krishna's appearance, time itself became full of good qualities. Now just see, you are getting information about the astrological configuration of the stars and planets at the time of Krishna's appearance. As you know, at the moment of birth, for everyone in this world, the way the planets are arranged in the sky indicates that person's karmic destiny. So why is it that we are hearing about the arrangement of the planets when Krishna appeared? Is Krishna an ordinary person who is subject to grahas, planetary influences? The planetary influences are material. Krishna is unborn. So it is a paradox how the unborn is apparently taking birth and how the unborn has there's an arrangement of the planets in the sky. But that arrangement is very special. All of nature is doing fantastic things to get in the right place, to order themselves, to sort themselves out for Krishna's appearance. So things that are normally out of season are happening. Things that should be in the day are happening at night. All this is going on as nature just violates its normal functioning and procedures and puts on the perfect presentation for Krishna's appearance. That is perfect ecology. There's no question of Krishna taking birth like one of us. The planetary influences when we appear indicate our karma. But when Krishna appears, the planetary influences assume situations that defy their normal routine. Let's look at these natural arrangements. We want to be concerned with time and place, even in reference to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Time and place, circumstance can tell you so much about a situation. So here, Shukadeva Goswami is teaching you about the time, place, and circumstances in which Lord Sri Krishna, Bhagavan Sri Krishna, manifests. We hear about the Rohini constellation. This constellation is under the direct supervision of Brahma. And this constellation especially appears at the birth of Lord Vishnu, who, as Prabhupada explains in the purport, who is in fact birthless. A constellation appears at the birth of Krishna, who's birthless. All the planetary systems were automatically adjusted so that everything became auspicious. You see, this is personalism. At the root of everything is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Because of his appearance, nature sorts itself out to put on a natural show that indicates the appearance of the Supreme Lord. That's why in Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, Maya jakshena prakriti suyate sacharacharam. By my direction, material nature is working. Because Krishna's appearing, nature reciprocates by arranging the time, place, and circumstance to be the maximum auspiciousness. The sun, the moon, and other stars and planets were very peaceful. All the directions appeared extremely pleasing. You try to understand this, even the directions, the disha, they have qualities. It's not just north, south, east, west, up and down, and how many directions are there? Jai Shila, you must know. 10? I think there are 10 directions. More than just north, south, east, and west. So, all the directions became filled with auspiciousness, just like time became full of auspiciousness. This is what happens when Krishna appears. Even entities like time and directions become filled with good qualities. All directions appeared extremely pleasing, and the beautiful stars twinkled in the cloudless sky. Now, Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur points out that Krishna's appearance is actually kind of like at the end of the monsoon season, yet you're getting circumstances of the sharat, of the autumn, because the sky is cloudless. The stars are twinkling in a cloudless sky. That's autumn. So nature is just giving the best of everything for Krishna's appearance. You get the cloudless sky from autumn. You also get rivers flowing with clear water and lakes and vast reservoirs. That's also autumn, because all the muddy waters of the monsoon have disappeared. And in autumn, the waters are clear. Then you also get spring. A pure breeze began to blow, pleasing the senses of touch and bearing the aroma of flowers. So Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur says, this is spring. So nature is just taking the best of all seasons and making these things appear, even during the monsoon season, because Janmashtami is the tail end of that. All for Krishna's pleasure. That pure breeze is very cooling. You find out what's happening above. The stars are twinkling in the sky. Then you also find out what's happening on earth. Towns, villages, mines, and pasturing grounds decorate the earth with auspiciousness. Then you also find out what's happening between the earth and the sky. How's that? You find out what the rivers are doing. The rivers are flowing with clear water, And the lakes and vast reservoirs were extraordinarily beautiful because they're full of lilies and lotuses. So how is it that the water is between the earth and the sky? Who knows? In the list, in terms of proceeding from gross to subtle, earth, water, fire, air, ether. In that way, the water is between the earth and the sky. So Shukadeva Goswami is giving you the beautiful picture of what's happening above, what's happening below, and what's happening in between, and in all directions. Everything is adjusted for the appearance of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. What's happening in the forests and gardens, in the trees and green plants full of flowers and leaves pleasing to the eyes, birds like cuckoos and swarms of bees begin chanting with sweet voices for the sake of the demigods. Everything just is at maximum dynamic liveliness. Even at nighttime, the cuckoos are making sounds and the swarms of bees are buzzing, even at nighttime. What else is unusual that's happening at the nighttime? The lilies and lotuses are opening. Generally, such flowers open during the day, of course, and they close at night. But in honor of Krishna's appearance, which was near midnight, the lilies and lotuses are opening up at night. Birds and bees are buzzing all around. All this is going on at nighttime. So just see what's happening. Night is becoming equipped with all the qualities and features of day. And the different seasons, like autumn and spring, are also making their appearance. This is nature putting on her best circumstances. It's like you put on your best clothes to go to an event. Those of you who attend weddings, you know, you always dress up, yes? Everyone has special wedding clothes. Especially in India, yes? Everyone has special wedding clothes, the silk, this and that and the other. As you go to the endless weddings of one family member after another. So nature also puts on her best. And you get a description of the super best because the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Purushottam, is appearing. What about the minds of the Brahmanas? They were so disturbed by Kamsa's terrorism and Kamsa seeking to eradicate all religious principles. Just like, what was it, yesterday or the day before? No brahmachari would want to be around Queen Street, right? They had their controversial motorcycle parade. It's a disturbance to the mind. Even, you know, the city council tried to protest, but, you know, in the end they had to surrender that we cannot impede people's rights of expression. This is a disturbance. And this kind of activity makes it very difficult for people to have peaceful minds for fixing their consciousness upon the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The Brahmanas were so disturbed that they were afraid to light their sacrificial fires. But when Krishna was about to appear, thus when the birthless Lord Vishnu, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, was about to appear, the saints and Brahmanas, who had always been disturbed by demons like Kamsa and his men, felt peace within the core of their hearts. They ignited their fires peacefully. This is the effect of the appearance of Krishna consciousness. We should not think that this happened 5,000 years ago because Krishna appeared and now we are out of luck. No. Krishna now has appeared within the Krishna consciousness movement. Anyone who takes shelter of the Krishna consciousness movement can feel the appearance of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. You are hearing about the Supreme Ecological Solution. The problems of nature and environment can only be solved if Krishna appears. You see how submissive nature is to Krishna's appearance, arranging the best of everything, even out of season. Even there are features of the day happening at night, all for Krishna's pleasure. So therefore, why is it so difficult for nature to provide a little water, a little food, a little fuel for human beings? Here you see nature doing practically like somersaults because of Krishna's appearance. Lotuses blooming during the night. Spring breezes happening in the monsoon season. The clear rivers and lakes of the Sharad season, autumn happening during the monsoon season. This is nature just violating all her own laws for Krishna's pleasure. So therefore, what's so difficult about nature supplying enough food and water and fuel for everyone? What's the big deal? But because human beings are so abominable in their living habits, nature retaliates. Problems of nature mean that human beings are not living properly. They're wasting their valuable human form of life having parades like what happened in Auckland a few days ago. You don't do those kind of things, and then there's no retaliation. Because those things indicate a misuse of the human form of life. Material existence is like a prison house. But in prison, everyone gets what they need. So similarly, why should not the prisoners of material existence get what they need? You've met perhaps persons who actually like prison because they get all their necessities without struggle. I've met persons like that. They exclaim the glories of prison. One was telling me, they gave me a pair of jeans. They gave me a pair of, tennis shoes. All my friends were there. It was great, Didn't have to worry about cooking or where to get food. So even in prison, they're maintained. So therefore, why should not the prisoners in the material world, the prisoners of material existence, why should Krishna not maintain them? What's the big deal? We want to arrange circumstances so that Krishna appears. That's the service a devotee does. Just like this loft operation here is an arrangement for Krishna to appear. He appears through the chanting. He appears through the prasad. He appears through the association of devotees. He appears through the distribution of Krishna literature. He appears through the glorification of Krishna. And things change. Do not underestimate the potency of glorifying Krishna. So please remember this supreme ecological solution. How nature did so many extraordinary things to honor Krishna's appearance. But certainly, if we teach more people Krishna consciousness and work harder to distribute Krishna consciousness, certainly nature can maintain 6 billion human beings. What's the big deal? But they have to learn how to live according to natural principles. Natural principles mean you use this human form of life to end material existence. That's natural existence, natural life. So please Begin your meditation for the Janmashtami weekend with this beautiful description by Shukadeva Goswami and this beautiful purport by Srila Prabhupada containing parts of the Krishna book. Don't just read over these descriptions very quickly thinking, oh, this is all super fantastic. No, this is showing you how consciousness is behind everything and Krishna is a supreme consciousness. Maya jakshena prakriti suyate satraja. Material nature is sorting itself out, adjusting itself perfectly to honor Krishna's appearance. We'll stop here, and now we will take shelter of Krishna in the form of Bhagavat Prasad. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.